Great museums never go out of fashion, so let's travel to another museum with a little less foot traffic. This summer, we're visiting what we call unsung museums. Those are wonderfully interesting places that you don't plan to visit, you just kind of stumble into. Here's one you can enjoy without even getting out of the car.
So many cars have come through here, the road's rutted out. I get about 100 cars a week, I guess, driving through here.
That is the voice of Butch Anthony. He's an artist who collects odd items he has found over the years. He decorates them and he puts them on display in his drive-thru museum in Seal, Alabama. That is in the southeastern part of the state. He gave us a tour in his pickup truck.
Yeah, I'm driving through now, and first thing I got is somebody brought me a world's largest gallstone.
Mm-hmm, that is right. He said gallstone.
How do you know it's the largest? How do you know?
Unknown to me, Steve.
Okay, go on.
Doctor from Albany, Georgia, cut it out of some lady back in 1972. It's a big old thing. So I made a little display there, and you can put a little poem on it. It says, "The doctor cut her behind the rib bone, and out he came with the largest gallstone."
That says it all. Now, his career in curation got started when he was a teenager. He found a dinosaur bone.
So I took it home and made a little display, a little pedestal, a little piece of velvet on it, and stuck it in the old barn we have. And people were coming all around looking at it.
Man, the rest was history. Over the years, people began giving Anthony odds and ends they had come across, and before you knew it, he had enough stuff to open a museum. The drive-through part of the museum sits on 4 acres of land.
In the next window, I got a two-headed duck somebody gave me. Yeah, he's in a little dome jar, and he's got two heads. So people are always bringing me weird kind of stuff like that. Then I got it mixed with my artwork. I take old portraits from like the 1890s, but then I put bones on top of them, sort of like an x-ray, like you can see through them. That's the kind of art I do. I call it intertwangleism, sort of like cubism. That's my ism.
There you have it, my ism. Now, once you get through this museum, if you do, there's a comment box.
Checked it the other day, and somebody wrote, "What kind of drugs are you taking?" And one said, "You got a warped mind, but I like it." So I guess folks like it.
Butch Anthony, who spoke with us over Skype from his drive-through art museum in Seal, Alabama.